Okay, everybody, we're here again. So this is the Creation Lightship program, Creation Lightship Healing. And today's date is, and I'm trying to get my computer up here. Carrie, you out there, what's the date? Is it the 3rd?
Yeah, it's the 3rd today.
Okay, so today's Friday, January.
June.
The 3rd, 2011. So, let's start off with some timeline crashes here, because got gray clouds again here. Don't like those. Remember, you can't see the aliens as well with gray clouds. When you see the ship clouds, you can, but when they use this covering of the gray, then you can't see them. So let's get rid of some timeline crashes for gray clouds. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, wait, we're in June, not January. I'm back a little bit. 1, 2, rewind. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and again, more timeline crashing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Carrie, are you out there? And today's our paranormal show.
Yeah.
I want to thank Larry for last Wednesday here. And we're live tonight. Even if we're not live and you're listening to an archive, it's the same. So don't worry about it. You're not going to lose energy or anything else. Energy still comes through the program, even if you're on an archive. We put up a YouTube video, it's a strange one. I just saw part of it. So you can look at it if you wish. Click on it. Hopefully all the dashes and things will work. And it has to do with it's a strong energy, something about returning. The person is talking about how there's strong energy, but there's no clouds. So, and that's on YouTube, and that was on June 1st. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, excuse me. So, as Ron said, it's Friday night, so after the show, the Q&A phone number is 646-519-5800, and the PIN is 9009, and the pound sign. I'll try and type that in just a sec. And, yeah, that's a strange video, Ron. I just looked at it when you sent it.
If anybody else could do it right now and check it out, and get back with us in, what, does it take, like 5 minutes?
No, it's only about two and a half, something like that.
Okay, so maybe you guys can click on it. Is that link clickable then? Does it work perfectly if you click on it?
Yeah, I think it does. It's lighting up as though it will.
Okay.
So maybe somebody can try it through the fast chat and tell us if it works. That would be great.
Okay.
Let's see, we have a few people on the fast chat already. Dulce and Rhonda and Andrew, Marie R., Stephanie, Tom, Karen, Tina, and Tina and Marie R., oh, again, yes. So welcome to all of you and everybody else that's listening. If you are new and you have any questions for Ron, you can type those into the fast chat. And the fast chat you get to through the BBS page just above the play button. For the show, and we are on Station 2 tonight, which all of you who can hear us already know. So the fast chat, you just click on that and then put your name in and type in your question, and we get to as many of those as we can. So Tina's asking if so the link must work, because Tina's asking about the guy that does the link, if he tracks the harp rings. I don't know, Tina, if he does or not. I know when the thing in Japan happened that he was talking a lot about the radiation in terms of what rainfall was coming over, because he's looking at weather systems, but I don't know if he tracks harp or not. And then Rontina is saying that we should do a natal barcode release of January, maybe because you said January instead of June. Maybe some kind of clearing around that. She's thinking.
Yeah, I want to do another timeline crash here, okay?
Okay.
This will be for the gray skies here. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Karen and Sherry are saying that the YouTube link doesn't work. Okay, so I will try it in a minute when Ron's talking again, and I'll see if I can give you guys another way of getting to it.
Yeah, or maybe you have to just paste maybe a part of it at one time or something.
Yeah, okay, I'll try that.
Okay, so let's do a clearing for tick bites, okay? So here we go. If you've ever been by a tick, you might have the energy in you. Here we go. So just sit back and relax. Nothing for you to do. And you can have your body in any position. Some people like to maybe hold their thumb, you know, and their index finger together. That's fine. If you want to do that, no problem. Some people don't want to have their arms and, legs crossed. Makes no difference if it's that way or not. Remember, the light ship doesn't have any types of modalities that you need to conform to have a healing. Okay, so here we go. So if you want to cross your legs and arms, look grumpy, no problem whatsoever. Anything works. Just as you just stay tuned here, we'll do this energy work. Here we go. So help you out here with tick bites, and we'll do also flea bites. Tick and fleas. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, see how that's feeling for everybody. Remember, tonight is our paranormal show, so we would like call-ins if possible. So please call in, and we'll see what we can talk about here. So
okay,
back to you, Carrie.
Okay, the numbers for calling in, if you'd like to do that, are listed under the... Oh, I'm getting an echo of myself. Listed under the Station 2 play button. There are a couple of... The first two lines, I suspect, are what Ron and I are on. So if you try line 3, it's area code 415-287-0074. 415-287-0074. And I'm back on the YouTube link. I suspect if you put in the name Dutch Synths, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but it's spelled D. Go to YouTube, and then, you know, at the top where you do a search, just put in D-U-T, like Tom, C-H-S, like Sam, I-N, like Nancy, S-E. D-U-T-C-H-S-I-N-S-E. And it's his video dated June 1st, 2011, and it's called Strong Energy Return in Battleground, Indiana, with No Clouds. That's how he's listing it, titling it. So you can get to it that way, and I will try and cut and paste the thing in different ways in a sec. So let's have a look, see if we have any other questions.
We'll do a clearing for anxiety here. In fact, let's get everybody back on the current timeline. Feels like the timelines are all goofy. So if you feel goofy, just type in goofy here in the fast chat. So because it feels like people are all over the place, so like on a merry-go-round, coming into this here, you know, and going out. So here we go. Let's get you back on this timeline. So we'll be on the BBS program in the reel here, here and now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, check out your fingers, everybody. Just see if you're here. And remember, your index finger, if you just use one, should be directly in front of you. Okay, everybody, back to Carrie.
Okay. Mine always seem to be on this show. Not necessarily not on the show, but whenever I'm on the show with you, Ron, my finger always seems to be in the right place, which is rather encouraging. So I'm not seeing any questions. I'm just wondering.
It just feels like everybody out there is on a different timeline. They can't connect to us, you know?
Oh, wow. Yikes. See,
okay. That's the way I'm feeling, like we're doing a show with two people on, you know?
Oh, wow.
Maybe the two are us. So let's get everybody back here.
Oh, boy.
So if you do feel strange, let me know as you get brought back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. Back to you, Carrie.
All right. So Marianne is saying she's feeling goofy. So hopefully that will help everybody. I feel a little goofy, actually. Cindy P. is saying, I feel stressed. Marie R. is asking, can we do a right ankle healing?
Okay, let's switch over to that. Put a different hat on here. So, right ankle. So, we'll do the left one first. So, we'll go from left to right. So, left ankle first. So, here we go. Stronger. Just do a basic healing here. Put in some life force energy there from your spirit, empowering your spirit more with this life force. So stronger. Oh, we've got to do a chakra alignment. Here we go. I'm going to do the chakra on the left and the right at the same time here. There we go. There. Okay. Left foot energy first. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And now we'll do right ankle. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and did you do the anxiety clearing? Or are we going to do that next?
Got to do that one next here. Here we go, anxiety. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Anxiety. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll see how everybody's doing here. Hopefully you're feeling a little better here. And let's bring in some silver energy for healing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, what's next, Terry?
Stephanie is saying, I don't know if Faith is your pet, Stephanie, but she's saying Big Sweet Faith was all put to sleep today. Must be, yeah. So, Ron, could you do a healing for her? So Faith must be Stephanie's dog or cat or something. Sorry about that, Stephanie. Are you still there, Ron?
Yep, here we go. Heartache clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's do energy for emotional cording. So take that away. Stronger, and stronger. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so it looks like you have a new free clearing up on the website, Ron, for Gray Skies Timeline Crash, a free clearing. So do you want to tell people what that one is about?
Yeah, maybe we could click it on, maybe paste it onto the fast chat. I don't know if it would work or not.
Okay, I'll try that.
And, yeah, it's just to clear away gray skies. You know, naturally we don't like them. And so I put that up there. There's a donation there, too, if you wish to do that. That would be great. Up there. So you may start to see the clouds in your sky look like pieces of ice by doing this clearing here. I've been doing this quite often here, quite a bit. So trying to get rid of the aliens, at least, you know, I'd rather see them show up in a cloud than to have them cloaked with the gray skies. So anyway, you guys can click on that and try it. It's set for 600 minutes, and we'll see what happens. Maybe this will change the way it looks down here. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, great. I did try and cut and paste that on my cookie. Is saying I have to deactivate cookies, which I don't like to do while we're in the middle of the show in case I lose screens. But just so you guys know, on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, just go down on the left. There are some free clearings listed there, and so this one is right there, new one called Gray Skies. So Stephanie is saying that her dog was a shelter dog, and so she's asking if you could do an emotional cording release, or a cording release, I guess, between her and the dog.
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, and other people will do too. We'll get rid of the cords. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I hope that works. So that clearing is under alien attack removal. And if maybe somebody could possibly maybe see if they could paste it, the location there on the website, if you go into it, just go into it and click on it, and the very top of the browser will be the location. Maybe you can paste that onto the fast chat for people. But anyway, it's under alien attack removal, and it's probably, I'd say, two-thirds of the way down on the page. Okay, Carrie.
Okay.
It's underneath the satellite timeline crash.
Yeah.
So back to you. That one's a very heavy one also. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Larry is asking if you could get a healing for chest pain on the left side.
That might be a critter. Larry, you got a critter. Here we go.
Join the club.
So, taking away this critter. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So speaking of aliens and alien critters, Anna has a question, and she's asking, how can the aliens attack us in how many ways, and how do I protect myself from that?
How and why, I don't know. Protection, the clearings on the website is your best chance to have clearings to get them off of you. I can't guarantee they're going to work 100%, but they will give some relief. Go to the alien attack page. That's the first one. And that may help you out a lot. From there, you can do other clearings that we have on there dealing with aliens, too. The timeline crashings are good. You first need to get your emotional clearing, though. That's what I'd recommend to get rid of the emotions of why they're attacking you. So you're being attacked because you have emotions. They found you through your emotions, and you're out there waving the flag to them so they can find you, putting out spotlights. So hopefully that's what you need to do. And why they're doing it is because they just love us to death. That's the reason. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. Okay, so let's see. Bonnie is asking, what is Project Gray Skies? I know you mentioned that last week.
It's a program that I was, I didn't sign up for it, and the United States military put this project out, and the Lightship is there to help them with this project. So this is actually a underground, I guess you could call it, project, and it's the United States military's code name for it, and that's what it's called, is Gray Skies. So they probably found that because of the people they sent out time traveling into the future, look back upon it now, and said, uh-oh, aliens are coming here. We have gray skies. And I know, I've heard about it probably December, January, when they told me about it. And somehow the Lightship is working with the United States military, plus everybody else on the planet that was in the military, to fight the aliens. So this is the true battleground, we'll say, name for the battles that they're having for the aliens. This is their high-tech name in the underground is Gray Skies. So that's the alien battles. It could be other ones, too, that people might know about, maybe listening to the program here, which should be more on the surface here, where they're bringing up, you know, maybe like the space shuttles and some of their own UFO stuff here physically. But the Gray Sky one is the one that's most detailed and in-depth with, you know, just think of how many World War II and World War I soldiers are out there battling now to get rid of the aliens. That's what they're doing. So that's what it's for. The people on the surface here may go, well, I don't have a clue on this here. Or, you know, we only have a program with a different name on it that maybe only, you know, has maybe 10,000 people involved or something. No, the Gray Sky one is the big one. And it's all of the people in World War I, World War II from boot camp, they're being reenlisted, sending them off to the future, where the people who remote view backwards can see the problems here, and they're being trained, and they're fighting the aliens on that level. So, and they're even going into other other types of civilizations too, back further. Remember that they can change you and abduct you anytime, and the military has a way, you know, and the governments, all governments here have the way to time travel. And this is what's being done. They're all time traveling into the future. I don't know, I'll say 2100 basically, probably, to maybe 2150, something like that. So I'm sure there'll be some books out on it or people talking about it who maybe are in the military who want to leak some stories, but and most ones that I deal with are not physical on this planet. They're just outside of our reality. And so this is what's happening. So anyway, that's what it is. It's probably a highly classified program, but I don't deal with security codes or anything else, so that's why I can bring it forward. There may be something out there that maybe somebody will leak if they can travel in both realms, okay? Anyway, that's what it is. So if you do feel like you're out there battling the aliens, or like you're we're in the military and that you have a role right now doing something, and you don't know what it is, but you feel like, you know, somebody tapped you on your shoulder and said, yeah, you got to go do this here now, and you're in charge of these men or something, or you're one of the men fighting, or you have dreams, visions of UFOs, laser weapons, etc., that's because that's real. So you may be having the energy being brought back to you from your dream state or just vision. So that's what it is. So right now we're in alien battles, and that's why I put up the gray sky timeline crash to get rid of these dark aliens, which are probably most of them out there that you can't see because they're being cloaked, hidden by the gray skies. So back to you, Carrie. Hopefully I answered that question for you.
Yeah, very thorough answer. Thank you. Janice is asking, she's asking what the centrifuge room on the lightship does. What's that for?
Okay, that's a special room that you go into. The walls spin. It's a silver room, very, very bright. And it will spin at the frequency of your particular problem, thought form, whatever's inside of you, a judgment that you choose to have released. It will actually kind of like suck it out of you. And the lack energy comes in and does that. And so for the first timer doing one of these here, I told you it right now for everybody. You can see what it's like on the centrifuge room. This is only available on the conference calls that we do, but I'll give you a little sample here. So think of a situation. It could be a physical illness, something, an addiction, whatever. Remember, it's stored inside of you, and you want to get it out. So here we go. I'll bring in the lack energy. This will only work on this particular live program here right now. It will not work on the archives. Just for the listening audience here. So here we go. It only worked one time. This is it. So one, here comes the lack energy coming from the centrifuge room. Two, three, you might feel heavy. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, your body might be heating up, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten, and one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So just kind of sample that, see how you feel. And has anybody sampled the timeline crash? See how you're doing with that one, with the gray skies. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, yeah. I feel like I have a headache in my nose all of a sudden from that, like a pushing down feeling. Okay. Stephanie is asking if we can do the mind-to-heart drop.
Hey, okay, mind-to-heart drop. Here we go. So what you want to do is just sit back, relax, and this you should be doing all the time. So we're going to count from 10 to 1 backwards, and we're commanding your spirit to connect to your thoughts in your head. You may want to call it monkey mind, mind chatter, you know, whatever is there. And maybe you have voices inside of your head talking to you all the time. Maybe you can't get away from yourself. And this is one way you can do that. Get rid of all those thoughts. You know, the should I and could I have and the past regrets, etc. So we're going to drop you down into your heart where there's no judgment. And then you're at peace. Remember, source energy is peace. That's all that it is. Much more than that, but for us it's peace. So here we go. And you're created from the 12 source energies, so you're able to find your spirit this way also. Here we go. Dropping down, I'll count from 10 to 1. This you can do yourself whatever you wish. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 1, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Wow. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So if you notice, you cannot have a negative thought, which people think are bad, or a positive thought, which is just as bad because it's still in judgment. So just sit there in peace. This is where you should be all the time. And you're off of the timeline when you're in this peace energy, and you're at zero point. I'm going to rephrase that. You're at zero point on the time-controlled timeline that the aliens gave you to live here. Remember, if you were in regular spirit energy here, in fact, I'll do that for everybody. I'm going to switch you over to pure source energy from the Earth spirit here with no timeline. I'm sure the aliens will love this here. Here we go. So I'll count to five to do that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There. Now you should be without the timeline. I can hold that for about a half an hour, and you should be able to see that. So we have our Q&A tonight. It'll be in about a half an hour from now, so you can get on that. Maybe somebody could type in the phone number on the fast chat. It's 646-519-5800. And the PIN number is 9009, and it'll start at straight up on the hour after this program here. So call in. We're on that for an hour so that you're able to ask questions about the light ship. Okay, so back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So I'm just reading. It looks like Stephanie with the Mind's Heart Drop was answering Anna's question, which is related to what you were just talking about, and she's asking, what would help with thinking too much all the time? I find it hard not to not think or not be in the mind all the time. What clearing would be good for that? So you've done the mind to heart drop for everybody. So what other ones would be good for that?
Boy, I'm thinking here.
Maybe the mind loop.
Yeah, the mind loop, but that's for people who have repetitive thoughts all the time, where your thoughts haunt you. That's mind loop one. Mind loop two is for your natal. So we could do that here, do a sample. Here we go. So let's do the mind loop one clearing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Tina is saying, I haven't had dreams about alien attacks for a couple of months. Am I in the clear?
Okay, let's do a sample for alien attacks here. You can see what that's like. This alien attack removal. So find some place on your body that you could have a problem. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Hey, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Karen, on the subject of sleep here also, is saying, I now regularly ask my spirit what happens during sleep. Today I found a number of magnetic twisted bodies out of place for my husband, which I redid. Interesting what they do when you're on these timelines and in parallel lives. So maybe you can just mention what clearings to do that get us off those parallel lives where they can mess with us so much.
Okay, so let me do a clearing for that. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Wow, a lot of energy there. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. So what you can do is go on to the All Parallel Lifetime Clearing. It starts with an all, A-L-L. And you can use that for, it's a one-time cost. And you can use that for all of your additional clearings, if you wish, that you've had in the past. And it will allow you to take that clearing and go into, the present, past and future with that clearing also. So it's good to do that, to get rid of these parallel lives. Remember, parallel life is a timeline. And that's the main thing you have to realize, is that when you have a parallel timeline, lifetime, then you're living there. This is when you lose your keys. This is when you get abducted. Losing your keys and being abducted is the same thing. You're not here. And they're out there in the beyond or someplace. You miss that freeway off-ramp. You feel spacey. You lose something, and all of a sudden it reappears again. We've all had that. And you think you're going nuts because you looked and looked and looked the same place over and over again because you have a routine, and it's not there. And then a week later it shows up right at, like, on your kitchen table, you know, where you normally would put something. And you go, man, I must be losing my mind. Well, you're just losing yourself to a parallel life. So that's kind of weird. So anyway, or a car all of a sudden mysteriously shows up beside you. That's what happens too. You're driving, and all of a sudden you look in your rearview mirror. There's a car there. You go, there's no freeway on-ramp here. How could that car be behind me? They just got dropped in. Or maybe you just got dropped in. So you have to really take close attention to what's happening to you. So back to you, Carrie.
I actually had that happen just the other day. I went and vacuumed my car out yesterday, and I had lost the case thing that I keep my checkbook in, and I had looked many times in the car for it because I knew I had taken it with me in the car, and I'm vacuuming the car out yesterday, and there it is, tucked under the driver's seat, and I must have looked under there a dozen times. Oh, it was very bizarre. So can we do a timeline crash on lost objects?
Yeah, we could try that, sure.
Could we put that in? I mean, I don't know how that would work on the website.
Yeah, too bad it wouldn't work on people who lost money in the stock market or something.
Oh.
I'm sorry. You know, who knows? Check your wallet, everybody. Maybe it'll be stuffed full when we get done with this clearing here. So here we go. One, going to do a timeline here for lost objects.
Okay.
One, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so speaking of loss, Beth has a question about weight loss. Can you help with weight loss? So what clearings might be good if you're trying to lose some weight?
First thing is emotional clearing. Do that emotional clearing because you're hanging on to stuff that's clogging yourself up. So,
okay.
So that's what I would do, you know, and you want to, you know, come into oneness with the extra weight that you have so you can get rid of it. That's another way, but you first want to do the emotional clearing. So that would be a big one to do. And then from there, you want to get rid of entities, because if you are overweight, then that might be because you're overeating. You know, maybe not, but it could be. You know, maybe you know, like I say, you have the junk food that people like. You know, you can't get away from, whatever it is that you're eating. Go to the grocery store, and somehow that aisle, that favorite thing is that you like to eat, somehow steers your grocery cart over to that aisle. And you don't know what's happening, and you pick up the stuff subconsciously. And so that would be entities. So do entities. First do your emotional whole lifetime clearing, and then do entities. That's what I'd recommend. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Tina is asking, why is it always easier when you do the mind-to-heart drop, Ron, when you do it with us or for us on the show?
It might be because maybe you're in your mind too much. You have to command your spirit to do the drop. So you need to connect with your spirit to do the drop, to drop it down. So that could be what it is. You should be able to do it instantly. In fact, everybody do it right now. Just count from 10 to 1 and do it about 5 times. And do it out loud. Remember, if you do it in the mental plane, then you're in the darkness, so forget that one. You have to do it out loud to drop yourself down. So do it right now. I'll give you like a minute of silence here. Like about another 30 seconds or so here. Okay, you should feel more at peace. So Eric's saying, yes, cars appear. Yes, cars appearing out of nowhere, common. Yeah, it is common. So if you, then you got to realize, did you get dropped into a planet that looks like ours here? And these cars are already there. Or did they get dropped into this one where you are? So there's no real answer to that. But just know that things are strange. And always check your finger, see where you are. Check it right now. Put your index finger in front of you. Should be straight ahead. And that's what I would recommend doing so you can understand if you're here or not there. So if you can move your finger to the right, maybe a little bit, an inch to the right, you're going to feel yourself going into the future. If you go to the left, you're going to feel yourself going into the past. You want to be dead on so that you're, I shouldn't use the word dead on, but you want to be perfectly in resonance with this timeline that the Earth is on right now. And that's the way you're supposed to be living, not being extracted, abducted. And then you're also on many timelines by the aliens, too. They share their timelines with other ones. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Thanks. Tina and Mary for typing in the Q&A phone number for tonight. So if anyone doesn't know that, it's written a few times on the page of the Fast Chat that at least that I have up right now. So thanks, guys. Tina's asking if you can do a timeline crash on being swindled. So feeling cheated, I guess. I'm trying to think of what the emotional issue would be. It would be betrayed, cheated, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, boy, that's... I guess we'll just do that, being swindled.
Okay.
That is an issue. Here we go, everybody. Sit back and relax. Remember, you may not even know about this yourself. It may not even be in your consciousness, but it could be happening on a timeline if you're on it. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So there we go. And what I will say, the new timeline crashes have the stretching of the timeline at the beginning. So if you've done it, maybe a month ago, we upgraded it a little bit, which goes a little deeper and can help you out even more. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Janice has a timeline request to crash hunger pain, looks like.
Alien critters, probably. Probably going,
okay.
Oh, no. So
uh-huh.
Here we go. Here, 1, 2. We'll get rid of the snakes. 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. Maybe they're biting you in place of having food. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And I have not added the stretching to the space-time. I'll have to think on that one. So thank you,
oh,
Mike.
Gosh.
Okay. I don't know if that's needed or not. I don't know. It might be, but we'll see. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Amy has a timeline question to do with clones, and she's asking, can clones only come from timelines? And there's a second part to the question, or can they exist for use as needed on timelines from aliens? So I guess, where do clones come from? Are they coming from
okay,
timelines?
Okay, clones are manufactured here on this planet. And they're also manufactured on alien timelines. So that's kind of that issue. When they come in, they can take your place. Remember, when you get abducted, you need to have somebody here holding your place that looks like you. And so that's what happens. So you may be out there doing something else on a timeline, but your 9-to-5 job here looks like you to all your workers. And you might do some strange things. They may call you on it when you come back. But other than that, most people don't recognize clones that well. So they can look just like you. The designer clones have very bright eyes. Remember, the alien races are trying to show off and the people who do this on this planet are trying to show off their new specimens, okay? The new replicas of humans. So they'll bring out really beautiful-looking people, you know, that look gorgeous. Maybe they have wonderful singing talents or acting talents. You know, that could be a possibility, too. But they're here to be role models for the regular humans. And that's why they normally don't age in their appearance. Or you may watch a movie with the movie star, we'll say, and you know they're getting older, but you go, boy, how does this person keep their youth? So naturally you can say it's plastic surgery. But then all of a sudden you see them in one movie, and, you know, they have a certain appearance to them. The next movie is they look completely different, and they don't have any human resonance, but it looks like the same person, but most people are unaware of detecting body energy, so they'll just think that they, you know, are, you know, just looking nice. And maybe they have implants that go off also when you view them in people so that you're not too alarmed that this person dropped 40 years in their life and they look like they're maybe in the 20s and they're actually 60. So anyway, it's up to you guys to figure that one out. There's a lot of movies on it. You know, the one that Bruce Willis had, what was it called? I forgot the name. It's probably about 2 years ago. Anyway, maybe somebody can type it in there. But he was, operating a clone, him and his wife. And they were on this planet, you know, viewing their younger clone-looking person. And they were older, but the younger clone was being controlled by them. So anyway, there's a lot of movies out there that you can look at. And definitely, you know, check out the sci-fi ones. The movie, I think it's Predator 1 and 2. Those are two good ones. The original one is pretty old. But you can see how something, all of a sudden, you can sense. And then it turns like into like a watery figure. Then it becomes real. And that's what we're looking at here is this is how the military is working now with the Gray Sky program, in a sense, because they're not necessarily on our exact timeline, or if they are, they're just slightly out of sync from us being able to see them. But, you know, maybe we can get some timeline spray, and you'd be able to spray it up in the air, you know, and they'll detect whatever's out there, you can find them. Ghostbuster spray or something, you know.
That would be
interesting. Oh, boy, I'm surrounded by these things. I better not spray anymore. It scares me too much. But anyway, that's, I guess, where we are. Our next program, since we're getting close to closing the show off here, is tomorrow, which is Saturday night, live on the Light Ship. We go there for about 10 minutes, first part of the hour, Station 1. We'll have in the Q&A coming up very shortly here, maybe 5 or 6 minutes, top of the hour. The phone number is 646-519-5800, and PIN number is 9009. And we like to keep it in integrity with Lightship questions about healings and things like this here so that the newcomers can ask their questions. So hopefully we've got a lot of newcomers and newbies coming on who are just curious, who would like to understand more. And that's why we have this particular call, to help everybody out. Surrogates, there we go. Thank you. That's it, surrogates. Or surrogates, I guess. But that's the movie. So watch that one, and you're going to see how the clones are working. But there's a lot of movies out where you see people in test tubes, you know, or big tubes, we'll say, in water. And, you know, it's just they're out there. You know, the last probably 25 years had lots of these shows just to groom you, to get you used to seeing these things. And the, probably one of the better movies is They Live. And They Live will detect that also, that there's aliens living amongst us. So anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I don't know if we have any more time. Dan had a question about commanding. He's wondering, you had said to command your spirit to do the mind to heart drop instead of your mind. So maybe if you've got about 30 seconds left, perhaps you could just explain that a little further for Dan, why it's your spirit.
Yeah, you can't ask your mind to do something, okay? So I've seen a lot of people say, my spirit talks to me all the time. I get all this information. No, you have to do the mind to heart drop to get to your spirit. It will never talk to you in your head. So if you think your spirit is talking to you in your head, it's an entity telling you something. You must talk out loud, and you must command your spirit in your heart to connect to your thoughts, which are darkness, and you have to drop those into your heart. And then all of a sudden, the darkness cannot control your thoughts. That's why you become at peace. And you take your consciousness that you're awake with, your awakening consciousness, and this is why you have to command your spirit to do it. If you don't command your spirit, then the dark side will have fun with you, and they'll tell you that you're heart-centered, and it's not true. When you're in your heart, really you have no thoughts, and you're just at peace. This is why once you realize this, you realize that people who are doing channeling anybody out there, especially divine energies, we'll call it, they can never be channeling them because source energy, which is where these divine energies are supposed to come from, is strictly peace. If it wasn't peace, it would be in judgment, duality. This is why nobody can channel Archangel Michael or Jesus or anything else, because that energy would not come to them, and it doesn't come to them because you have to go to your heart. You may be able to have the energy come to you in your heart, but basically it's your spirit that you want to connect with. Nothing outside of yourself. So that's the whole process, and you have to command your spirit and do it verbally to drop down. And, you know, once you do it a few times, you're going to get used to it, and it'll be very nice for you to do. It's also on the website, I think, on the top drop-down box. And then we have a couple of shows from BBS, the Alien Attack there, if you wanted to see what the critters are like. We take out a few of them. Probably about 20 or so, I think, on one of the shows there. But anyway, back to you, Carrie. We'll sign off here, I guess. Thank you.
Yeah, looks like 58. So see you guys on the Q&A in a few minutes.
Okay, see you later. Thank you, everybody, for coming.
Good night.